This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni,
BBC Three Counties Radio.
The lady from Hertfordshire wants shops to stop aiming toys specifically at boys or girls. We heard from Maya earlier on from St Albans, who has founded the Let Toys Be Toys campaign, which, as we've heard, encourages shops to provide a more diverse range of toys instead of dolls for girls and guns for boys. Now, 2 years ago, Dr. Laura Nelson successfully convinced Hamley Store to remove its gender-specific signs and pink and blue floors. Dr. Laura, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
I didn't know you did that.
It was actually 1 year ago, exactly 1 year ago.
And on what premise did you ask them to remove those gender-specific signs?
Well, on the same grounds that your previous callers and Maya have given. There was a general concern that this segregation of toys restricted the choices of parents and their children and influenced the type of toys they picked up, the toys they played with, and ultimately the roles that they take in society.
So were their girls not going into the boys' floor, even though they wanted to play with the Meccano set?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we underestimate the powerful influence of peer pressure, and your previous callers have alluded to this, and I've heard your questioning and perhaps confusion about it. There is a huge amount of scientific evidence that shows that stereotypes are very, very powerful in influencing the behaviour.
I'm not sure that parents or children actually pay much attention. When, for example, you walk into, not everyone goes to Hamleys, but say, for example, you walk into an independent toy retailer or you go into one of the larger stores, Toys R Us, for example, children aren't drawn to the Skeletrix of the Hornby because it's in the boys' section. They're just drawn to those types of toys. If a child wants, a doll's house or the arts and crafts section, they'll just go to the arts and crafts section. It's not pink and blue specific, is it?
That's an assumption you make as an adult, and I respect your assumption, but the evidence shows something completely different, and many other people will say the exact opposite, that children are by far much more affected by peer pressure than anything else. I've got a niece who's 2.5 years old. A few weeks ago, she was trying to climb a tree in her park near her house, and a little boy, a five-year-old boy, said to her, "Girls don't climb trees."
Yes, they do.
So she ran away. Now, these are very powerful.
But they're just children. But Laura, they're just children. Boys will be boys, and they'll just say, "You can't climb trees." And at which point, she should have said, "Yes, I am." He could have said to an overweight, a chubby child, "You can't climb a tree." You can't legislate for that.
Well, I'm not asking for legislation. What I'm doing is raising awareness of the issue. I think these conversations, the discussion we're having now, for example, is very valuable because it raises the profile of the issue, gets people talking and questioning and to think, well, actually, are we restricting the choices of our children? What can we do about it? And surely, if our aim is to increase opportunities for all, then we should think about these things. And my work has led me from focusing on children to now focusing on adults because gender stereotypes are extremely powerful.
Hang on a minute. Are you saying I can't go into John Lewis and look at the televisions now?
I'm not saying anyone can or can't. This isn't about...
Because I'm not going to go and look at the lady's shoes. I'm not interested.
You may not be interested, but many, many other people are.
Getting beds, hearts and bucks talking when you're going home.
This is Drive.
BBC Three Counties Radio.